Praise the Lord.
And we have some people here. Janet Orosu, Sister Buki Orosu, Brother David and Brother Innocent. The Orosos are from Adamawa. Can you come out? Where are you? They are our online members. Bride Online. And Brother David is from Sokoto. Brother Innocent from Mina, Niger State. Come and greet the church. Bride Online. Can we clap our hands now? God bless you. Greet the church.
Shalom, church.
Shalom. Bride Online.
My greeting go to our pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
I'll be watching you over Adamawa State. And that is why I'm here. At any time that I step my leg, I'm in the Lagos here, I must come to this church. And that is why I'm here today.
Amen.
Thank you.
From Adamawa, God bless you.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
I'm here in Lagos, though it's service that brought me and my daughter. But I don't really have the knowledge of this church. I don't know anything about the church. She has been the fan of the church. She liked watching the station. And when she visited me on Thursday, she told me about the church. And I said, okay, how is their programs like? She now said, okay, let her call my younger ones over there in Yola and let them give us the address and how the way forward. As soon as they forwarded it, that Friday, I made sure she partook in that program.
Clap your hands now. Amen.
I now asked her if she's satisfied, then I'll take her home. She now said no. She also liked to partake on the Sunday service, which I now took her to my uncle's place so that we can easily come back. And today we are here to the glory.
Clap your hands now. Amen.
And church, we are believing God for breakthrough for so many things. And I believe I'll still come back here, if possible, with the whole family to give testimony of what God
it must happen
in our life.
Thank you. God bless you. Your life will never remain the same. You have come to Solution Ground. Last bus stop. Yes, sir.
Shalom, church. My name is David from Sokoto. I am an online member. I just come across this station when I was discouraged by all the Christian stations. But God Almighty, I don't know how I just come across it. I listened to the message that day. I was moved. But unfortunately, I didn't even look at the name of the
church,
of the station. But thank God for again, when I'm looking at it again, I got it again. I don't even, I thought, when I watched, the first time I watched the program, I thought it was under the Christian station. But later, well, I didn't see it again, but God now let me know that it's another station which I normally watch. And also the Bride Assembly. The other day I listened to it, and I promise that I will come and rebaptize. And I thank God, even devil want to stop me, not to be here. I'm coming from with my family, but unfortunately, my family cannot come with me because my car got a problem on the road. But I bless the name of the Lord that I'm here. And yesterday morning, I was rebaptized.
You are Brother David?
Yes, sir.
Brother David from Sokoto. Put your hands together now. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother David. Brother Innocent.
Shalom, church. Praise the living Jesus.
From Niger State.
I'm Brother Innocent from Niger State. Praise the Lord. I was here before. I came during Prosperity Week in August. And I'm from Deeper Life. But now, I've stopped going to Deeper Life.
Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up. Okay, you don't do. Let's hear it.
When I was in Deeper Life, there are certain things that I'm not comfortable with. Because by the grace of God, I'm from Muslim background. When I became a Christian, I decide to serve God in truth and in spirit. I read in the book where he said, time is come that the true servant of God will worship God in truth and in spirit.
That's right.
So I believe that Christianity is a practical thing. So when I don't see it as a practical, when it is not being done in a practical way, I'm not satisfied. So I know this is not my church when I was there, because there are certain things they don't allow, and I know it's scriptural and they don't allow it, so I'm not comfortable. I was looking for a church where I can serve God well. When I come across Bride through online, I was wondering, looking at the doctrines, all the doctrine, I was following it. I was trying to know some certain things which are not being taught in deeper life. And when I begin to get the understanding, initially I was doubting whether this church is of God. Seeing the ministration, the gift and all, I was doubting it. But later on, God assured me.
Praise Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever they are, even if they don't have the satellite television, God will send more of chikas to them in the villages there. Where there is no electricity, there will be more chikas will go there, visit them and take the message. We appreciate you, sister. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will see. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Let's put our hands together again for our God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, all of you that have been sponsoring this channel and evangelism generally, you can see the harvest. You can see what you are producing, because you are responsible for that. We sponsoring it from January until December. Some of you give even 20,000 every month, some 10,000, some 5,000. I think some give 3,000 every month. It's very expensive to have a satellite television on like this. I was talking with a provider in the UK to see how we can also broadcast to Europe on satellite. Praise God. It costs a lot of money. Please join us. Join us. You spend more than that on recharge card in a day, just for a whole month, 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira. It's something you dash out. And yet, that 5,000 naira is what can make a soul to be saved. That 10,000 naira you dash people now. You buy things. You take your wife to Chinese and you spend 20 something thousand naira every week. Just begin to think of what you do with money. And if it can be used in an area for evangelism, imagine how wonderful it will be. It is a ministry. Sponsoring the gospel is a ministry. Join that ministry. Praise God. I'm telling you that it has not been easy even for the church. But what keeps us going? Because sometimes after we have paid, it happened about 3 times towards the end of the year, we finish paying, because you pay in advance. If not, then we cut it off. And we have vowed that the station will never go off. It will never go off. Emmanuel TV did not go off. We will not go off. Emmanuel TV is for miracle. Our own TV is for the world. The world. Praise the Lord. So as they need miracles, some people need the word. They need the message. And I'm telling you that this station, just 1 year plus, is already a station of choice. They are already competing with other older stations. And there's a lot of interest now in it. I told Pastor John Paul, everybody came and they were, saying, daddy, this camp was fire. this camp was fire. And I quickly told them, and I called John Paul. I said, people are coming to me. And then I'm sitting down there like some anointed man. I said, I know better. The source of what the success of that camp was the intercessors. They paid a price. 6 days, no food, no water. Great sacrifice, a great ministry for somebody to leave his own problem and carry the burden of another person. It's not an easy ministry. You say you gave us 500,000 naira when we were looking for money for to redeem this land, Abi. Another person gave his own house and said we should use it and get a loan. His own only property he has, he gave it. And I was saying that, I said, don't tell anybody I'm the one. It's not you I gave, it's God. I want to thank, he said, sir, don't thank me. You want me to be in trouble with God? He said, he's the one that gave me the house. So he needed it, I gave it back to him. 30 people with revelation. So, that house is over 300 million naira. In the center of Lagos here. So that you'll understand that there are people that are truly doing something. So you ask yourself, what are you yourself doing? Now the same heaven where they go, Abi, with testimony will you give. At least you can intercede for someone. You have clothes. Give your clothes. Clothe somebody that has no clothes. It's a ministry. Help somebody that is in need. When I say help somebody that is in need, please, I am not telling you to help people who come to you to beg. These days, it is difficult to differentiate professional beggars from people who are really in need. Always have this at the back of your mind, that he walked to you to ask you, he's also walking to other people to ask them. So I prefer, by any other means, you get to know somebody is in need, and without the person asking you, go to help, than the ones that come to bombard you. Now only me, my mama get. My papa don't die. My mama don't die. My uncles have rejected me. Anybody that tells you that, now he get problem, because orphans normally attract sympathy. So you're all orphan. You have been rejected. Something is wrong with you. And we have the best social security system in Africa. Extended family system. No family leaves his home, because he will become a shame to the family. So if everybody rejects you, it is because you have problem. When you come to me with that, I don't listen to you. I don't listen to that. Praise the Lord. But when you know somebody has a genuine need, please help. It is a ministry. When you do that to a child of God, you are doing it to God. Do that. And don't always do something because you expect a blessing to come from it. Don't serve God so that he will bless you. Don't serve God so that your life will be better. Why not also serve God because he is merciful to you? You see, when you live that type of life, you enjoy life more than those who will serve, because you won't face disappointment. I'm not serving God for what he will do for me. I'm not serving God so that my testimony will change. That's not the reason. My testimony has already changed, because I have him as my father. That's enough for me. The songwriter says, the man of Calvary is enough for me. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. It's enough for me. Listen, church. There is a law that God has released. As you would have meant to do to you, so do it to others. Praise God. Have that at the back of your mind. Anything you do to a human being, the unbelievers call it the law of retribution. Law of karma. See, it must come back to you. No prayer will stop it. Not even if you are born again will stop it. See, Apostle Paul was receiving beating. They beat her. That's why he beat believers when he was unbeliever. That is why he was suffering that. Why did Peter suffer that? He preached past Peter. It is a law, and he knows it. That's why he was going through. I know what I pay for. I did pay for. There are some things that you are suffering now. I am telling you. There are things that you have sown before. After this suffering, no other, another way again on top. Change your attitude towards life. Change the way you deal with fellow human beings. Don't be happy at the calamity of somebody else. And don't be the cause of somebody weeping and crying and calling your name. Don't do that. Your staff working with you, don't withhold their salary. Somebody that is dependent upon you, don't make the person perpetually dependent so that he becomes a slave and you become a god to that person. Always note that there is a God behind that person that's watching all that you are doing. Stop gossiping. Stop setting traps for one another. Stop doing that. I have learned that since, even before I became a Christian, there is a law of karma. It's not Christians. Unbelievers, they know it. That's what gave birth to things like Red Cross Society. That's what gave birth to Rotary Club. That's what gave birth to all these philanthropic organizations. They know that I have received something from the society. Let me give back to them. They do that. And more importantly, we should be more revelated than anyone else. This idea of having fellowship by contract, let it stop. I can't even pray for you, sister, until I am sure you will give me an offering after it. It's wrong. Now, it's both ways. You, when they come to me for prayer, uncle, don't you know that the Bible said that those who walk by the altar will eat by the altar? Other people will eat from there. You, uncle, will not go chop from you. And so, what happened is that opportunity for you to be blessed too, you miss it. When you come to a minister of God and you are in position, if you don't have, it's a different thing. In your position, and you don't. If you don't take care of your ministers, it is in the Bible. You must. It is a commandment. There are two scriptures I can easily quote for you. Now, Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. And 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word, that is the congregation, communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Does anybody have any other version of the Bible that speak better grammar? Because some people will say they don't understand this one. They don't understand every other one, but this one, they will say they don't understand. Oh yeah. Somebody, any other version here? With modern English. Stand up, read it for me. Galatians 6 verse 6. New International or something like that.
Good news. Praise the Lord.
Good news.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Verse 6. Those who are being taught the Christian message should share all the good things they have with their teacher.
Thank you. Say it again. Read it again.
Praise God. Those who are being taught the Christian message should share all the good things they have with their teachers.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Let me read it from verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. He said, who goeth a warfare anytime at his own charges? Before you go to battle, the nation will send you there. Somebody must send you. He said, again, who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feeded a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I this thing as a man, or say not the Lord the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Does God take care for oxen? The oxen, where you they use for farm? He said, don't close your mouth, so that as they walk, you're going to chop for the farm. It's wickedness that you will close the mouth of the ox and use it to farm for you from morning to night. After that, you send her out. Nothing particular for that. It's wrong. Verse 10. Or say it all together for our sakes. For our sakes. That parable, that law is for our sake. No doubt. This is written. That he that ploweth should do what? Now, this one, I don't want to answer me now. We should plow in hope. And that he that treasured in hope should be partaker of his hope. No, it is true now. Now, that's why I say balance it. The truth is this. A true minister is not praying for you so that when you succeed, you will remember him. That is not the reason. But he also knows that if I pray for you, if it's better for you, it will be better for me. It is so. So he plows in hope. He plows in hope. Now verse 11. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Now, Apostle Paul was not asking like us. We will never, no true minister here, will go and ask you for anything for his personal self. No true minister. But I can tell you this, because I am a giver, I am a receiver. I'm saying it confidently because God has given me wisdom now. Before, if I talk like this, after service, you go see text messages, requests. Daddy, I need accommodation. Daddy, I never chopped since last year. Daddy, school fees. Daddy, house rent. Daddy, because I say I'm a giver. I'm not a mumu giver. I give it wisdom. Because I know I should talk to me now, so if they talk to everybody, we know. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There are professional beggars. Some people, even watching me on air, will send text, send this man of God this. So I called one of them one day. I said, you send a text demanding for money. I said, have we met before? He said, no. I said, so how does this sound in your ear? Do you really expect me to respond to this? Now, you don't know me. You saw my phone on the screen. I consider it as every channel you see phone number, that's what they send. I said, stop that. There should be a relationship. Before you can walk to somebody to ask him for something, there should be relationship. Church, there should be relationship. Don't let anybody that doesn't know you, you don't belong to his group, you don't belong to his house fellowship, you don't belong, nothing. Just because when they go to the same church, they come out. This is a public place. They walk to you with a big Bible on top, Bride of Christ sticker on top. So he's pointing it to you to show that he's coming to you original life, brother. It's not enough. Do you have relationship with him? Have you approached him to greet him? How are you before? So what makes you think that he will respond to you by giving you something? That is how people also relate with God. No relationship with God, and you expect that anytime you have problem, you call upon him, he will answer. What is your relationship with him? How do you relate with him? And that is why some prayers are not answered, because he doesn't know you. It's not enough that you pray in Jesus' name. People who are under that name Jesus have a relationship with him. Not only by mouth, there's a relationship they have. So don't just walk to somebody and say, brother, help me. Brother, I see every time for bride. Brother, I see every time for bride. Hey, me, I know they see you. Me, I know they see you. During my wedding, did you bring gift? My birthday, did you bring gift to me? What? Did you send any material? Did you read any book that bless you? You say, brother, this may also bless you. Take. What is the relationship you have that is making you go and stop somebody because you come up from a big car? Hey, brother, they see you. Please, for God's sake, for God's sake. Tell the person, for God's sake, leave me alone. Please, brother, sister, for God's sake, leave me alone. You will see what they will say. Now, so, all these bright people, they know they help people. You, how many people you don't help? I say wisdom, there should be wisdom. So don't, even if you're a billionaire, don't throw God's money away anyhow. You don't cast pearls to swine. They will rubbish it. Help people that will appreciate you. Praise the Lord. In this church, it's very easy to expose them. Amen. Those of you who have money, you are running away from me. Instead of you to come close to me so that I can protect you. They run away from me. Eh? Where did they run go? There's no protection there. I'm telling you. Where did they run go? They go right, they run, they go line up there. No protection. No protection. Where there's protection in a ministry like this? The overseer. Feel free, come. I know they look another man thing. I'm not a material person. I'm not. I will protect you from devourers in our midst. How do you know? Mention my name inside. They go run, come out. They know. A thief, they run from policeman. I'm robber. If you see anybody where we are black, he will stop, look where we are first before he continue. Because he knows he's wanted. Praise the Lord.